And we are live. Are we live? You know, the world may never know. Come on in, my Padawans. It is I. That is the correct grammar. I took many years of English, which is odd because I live in a galaxy far, far away a long time ago. But I took years of English to learn that it is I. Not it is me. Not it is those. Not it is he/they. Not it is it. It is I. That's my pronoun, I. I, lowercase, with a little dot, sometimes a smiley face, just to keep it real. Bring your comments, Lisa Goodman says. I thought I saw George Strait at first, but I was like, damn Zubin, how did you do that? But it's George Shepard in a cowboy hat. I have no idea what you're talking about, woman. If you are a woman, can't tell these days, need to know the pronouns. All right, we're going to talk about all the things. All the things. I want your comments and questions, as disgusting and useless as you are, Vermin. I love you. I love you like a fat kid loves high glycemic index foods. I do. I simply do. It's been too long. I have to fix my... Where's my stethoscope? Oh, cursed. Cursed device. The kyber crystal is broken. Evening, Vader, says Janelle. Evening to you. If this episode is not rancid like a rancor's belly... My master Z-Dog will place it upon his podcast for audio consumption. And then people will wonder, why is there an ad for the American Association of Retired People on a Doc Vader podcast? And the answer is science. How have you been, Vader? Michael Hood? Okay, I gotta be honest. Been spending a lot of time, angry. Nothing new there, but also nothing old. Just mad. Why am I mad? There's this guy, LeVar Burton, who collapsed on the football field. LeVar Burton of Reading Rainbow. I was heartbroken. I thought, you know, if Jordy LaForge can go down like a little biatch like that, then I'm not safe. And then someone told me, no, it's not LeVar Burton, it's Lamar something or other. And I said, I don't care then. Why do we care whether a football player drops, you know, has a cardiac arrest when, like, people are getting shot in Chicago. Like, all this stuff's going on. Everyone's like, but he's a football player. He came from nothing to greatness based on nothing but the size of his muscles and his small brain. Why? And then the anti-vaxxers are coming out. Well, you see, if he hadn't been vaccinated, then he wouldn't have dropped, you know, dead. But he didn't die. But he would have dropped, you know, the cardiac arrest would never have happened if he hadn't gotten the jab. And you're like, wow, have you been reading the New England Journal of You're a Dumbass? Are you stupid? I mean, so yes, I've been sitting here stewing in my own juices. It's like he got commotio cordis, which is a rare but kind of epic condition where you get hit right in the chesticles at the exact right time of the QRS wave, the electrical depolarization and repolarization of the heart. If you get hit right on that T wave, ho-pow! Right? Just like on Step Brothers. Did he say pa or did he say pow? Doesn't matter. If you get hit right in the chesticles, it can cause a massive fibrillation of the heart. And the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire, all right? By Jed, I mean the guy that you gave all your money to because now you're dead. Let's see. Ronald Vector Stokes, how many vaccines have you received, Vader? How many you got, Vector? Okay. If you've got a vaccine, I've taken it intraanally. Because I can say, you put it right into the bloodstream, avoid the first pass hepatic metabolism by putting it right in the anus. Okay? That does not avoid first pass metabolism, but, you know, it sounds good on paper. Lizette, embrace your anger, Vader. Hold it like a newborn. Oh, yes. I'll hold it like the two newborns I wasn't able to hold because that Padme lied to me, had a babies. Obi-Wan totally tricked me. Obi-Dine tricked me. He delivered the babies, and he's like, well, Vader, there's no babies. They're all dead. Everyone's dead, and it's your fault. I'm like, thanks, Obi-Dine. Thanks for nothing. I'm going to sue you and your little droid, too, all right? I don't got time for this. Let's see. Chris Reynaud says, I can induce commotio cordis with my Jedi mind tricks. Exactly. I did that many times in the show, just a subtle tweak in the force and, oh, Q-on-T syndrome, boom. Flat as a pancake, all right? flat as my own breasts after my surgery. I actually, people don't realize this. I transitioned from male to male. And in the process, I actually removed breast tissue and my penis and then just kind of sloppily pasted it back on. I'm on puberty blockers now just for the high, just because it gives you that, I mean, that sweet pube high. Ashley Stewart, what sucks is when you have the word salad happen when you're trying to talk on the phone. Me problems, I know. You're having that stroke. You know, every now and again, I'll just have a stroke. And then I start spitting that mad word salad. You know, I'm like, corn, Jimmy hats, pickles. And what I meant to say was Jimmy hats, corn, and pickles. What is the truth on transmission? I don't know what transmission is, Gordy. If you're talking about this transmission, well, the truth is it's the dopest thing on the internet. tip your nurse. Please clarify. Somebody's asking about Republicans. That will be roundly ignored because I don't comment on other Sith Lords if I can avoid it. Ball boys, Vader, what's your opinion on parasocial interactions? All right, I'm glad you asked, ball boys, because you are displaying one now. You are projecting onto me your silly question, of which I will have none. A parasocial projection is when a celebrity like Vader meets a muggle or non-medical person like yourself, and they project onto me what they think I'm all about and their own issues, because they know me. They know me, but I don't know them, you know? And I believe the late, great Phil Collins, who is not dead, but one day will be, said, Jesus, he knows me, and he knows I'm right. I've been talking to Jesus all my life. What does that have to do with parasocial projections? Absolutely everything. And when you learn what that everything is, you come back to me, let me know, and I will pass you on the test. This person asking about Republicans needs to be lightsabered straight in the taint. Marie Heshema, I've had myocarditis after my first booster shot. Will my heart ever be the same again, Mario? Well, there's many questions there. I'm not your doctor, and we would have to make sure the myocarditis was due to the booster, which it certainly can be, especially if you're in a prime age group. The young men North American Boy Love Association, the young YMCA, Young Men's Coruscant Association. A solid group of people. Anyways, back to this. Most likely, most of the myocarditis that we've seen in the younglings seems to be reversed. Of course, we don't have long-term trials. So the point is, why mandate a vaccine for young people for whom the benefit is small and the potential risk is not zero? Even if the risk is small, if it's not zero, I don't think it's fair to compel them to do it when the benefit is to who exactly? Because it does not prevent transmission, if that was the question earlier. It may prevent severe disease. Children are already at lower risk for severe disease. But now you're telling them, well, we'll give you a 1 in 4,000 chance of myocarditis, even if it's mild. You had nothing before, now you have myocarditis. And they'll say, well, but if you get COVID, you'll get myocarditis. Right, but they didn't get COVID, or they've already had it. And now you're having them vaccinate so that they can go to college that they're paying for. Where the professors are like, I don't want to die of COVID. Well, then stop teaching. Stop being a little biatch. I wish I could bleep myself in real time. This is a children's program. Jesse Zeng, was it fair for college kids, bars, restaurants to be blamed and called selfish and irresponsible over socializing during COVID? Well, nothing in the universe is fair. Was it fair that I had to deal with sand ever in my life? Was that fair? The answer, absolutely not. It was the most unfair thing that the universe could ever do, and yet there it is. There it is, unfair, 24/7. But I did it. I dealt with it. Now, was it fair that we did this? The answer is no, it was not fair. Now, but a better question, forget about fair. There's all kinds of things that aren't fair. For example, Bill Gates pays X taxes, and I pay Y taxes. And like the size of the genitals, they are not proportional to the power of the force. But it is not fair. It is regressive. So, fairness aside, no, it's not fair. Of course not. None of it was fair. But is it even rational? Did it actually improve anything? Forcing and shaming young people when they have one youth and you want to destroy it when they're at low risk, are they going to bring it home to their parents? Well, that's on them and their parents to decide what risk. The parents could say, well, I don't want to see them. They could wear a N95 mask. They can all get vaccinated. Everybody has it in their power to reduce the risk of severe disease. You can get off your fat ass and stop being metabolically sick, assuming, now they're going to say, I'm ableist, the Veda. You're so ableist. So you called everybody fat and an ass. It's like, but you're there sitting with a bag of galactic Cheetos, and you're saying, I don't want to die of COVID, so you can't, young people need to close the bars because I'm obese and I could die. So, okay, but then maybe work a little bit on that. Maybe start a, you know, Mediterranean-ish diet. Maybe do some intermittent fasting or slowing. I don't care. But don't put it on someone else, all right? Yes, you are the product of everything, your genetics, your environment. That's why you are overweight. Great, wonderful. Now that you know that, you can wake the fuck up and actually do something. It's not just little things that are in your power. We ought to be doing that, and we ought to be changing the system. Why are the galactic Cheetos the only thing you can buy that's affordable? You know, we're telling young people you can't go to the bars, but we're throwing the Instacart delivery people under the bus, all the essential workers under the bus. They're fine to get COVID because, you know, they're minorities and they're poor. But nobody will say that in the coastal cities. They'll say, oh, no, we're doing the right thing. We're staying home and we're ordering from Instacart. What about the Instacart driver, ass? They're not doing that in, you know, BFE, Texas. They're just living their damn lives. I don't know, man. I may be a little biased because I'm old. I'm old. All right. I've seen a lot. I've seen this side of the galaxy to the other. I've never seen anything that makes me think that we're doing shit right. Ever. Ever, ever. Let's see. Delta Wave. Yes, Jesse. Doc Campbell is great. I will make no comment about Dr. quote-unquote Dr. Campbell. I will make no comment because I'm a nice Sith Lord. I'm a very nice Sith Lord. Katie Hodak, will anyone ever apologize for their mistakes around COVID recommendations? No, they will not. They will not. I won't apologize. I said, listen, when the thing started, I said, get the lightsabers, boys. Let's start cutting people up because I don't want anyone around me. And I think, forget about closing schools. Just kill all the younglings. Then we won't be infected. And I don't apologize because, you know, I'm all about that base. That makes no sense at all. Someone's giving me money, and I need to see who it is. Let's scroll back in my feed here. My robotic thumb is getting tired looking at this phone. Someone sent me Canadian money. Okay, let me click that button. This is Austin811 sent me $10 in Canadian money, which is something like zero in American, in real money. Hey, Vader/Zed Dog. He's Canadian. I'm just extrapolating. You know, because he learned that in grade 9. You see what I did there? Grade 9 instead of 9th grade? Because he's Canadian. Have COVID for the second time. I'm 32, a male, only 2 vaccines, healthy. I got anxious and got a prescription for Paxlovid. 2 days in, side effects suck, but I'm negative. Should I keep going? I can't give you medical advice, my friend. I can say this. You're a healthy 32-year-old male. That's all I'm going to say. The biggest problem you have is the social contagion of anxiety that we've instilled in the media. Oh, my gosh, COVID. Oh, and did you see what happened in China? They were so afraid of COVID until suddenly they weren't. They were like, oh, forget it. All right. Suddenly it's like the Benny Hill soundtrack starts playing. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And everyone's got COVID. And as predicted, the old people who are frail, who are unvaccinated, are dying because that's the predominance of the mortality. Yes, there's this thing called long COVID, which I don't know. It feels like a bit of a false ghost. Some people, it's a real solid thing. Other people are victims of social contagion. It's biopsychosocial. So it's all these things together. Help me, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope, except you suck. Especially Obi-Gyan, the one who lied to me about Padme. So I can't give you medical advice for $10 Canadian, Austin, but I will give you fatherly advice because my name is Darth Father. And that advice is, you're going to be fine. Okay. That's not medical advice, by the way. I'm trying not to be galactically litigated against. Somebody else sent me. AP sent me $9.99, just shy of $10 US, which is real currency. Hello, Lord Darth Vader. I like that. I like the two honorifics. Lord Darth Vader. Very few people understand I'm both a Sith Lord and a fully-fledged MD with residency training, okay? My wife is an incredible nurse. She really does care about her patients and takes great care of them. Nurse Kayla, can she get a shout-out? I heard about you from her. All right, let's see. Nurse Kayla. I met her in a swamp down in Dago Bar, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. K-A-Y-L-A, Kayla. Kayla, I love you. Like a mildly obese, he/they loves a confectionery with a high glucose content. Jeff Lum, hey, from Vegas. I got to see my Chiefs win at Arrowhead West. Okay, you're speaking. I understand sports. You need to understand the only sport that matters is pod racing. And I was the bomb.com at pod racing. Everything else, I just don't even know what it is, okay? I'll just say, goal. Goal, Chiefs. Chiefs made a goal. No clue. No clue, my friends. Let's scroll on down here. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, someone sent me super games and drawings. Hey, Vader, where is the Emperor? Sent me 2 rupees, and his avatar is me doing this. Listen. You can look for the Emperor out there. You can look in the Senate. You can look on Exegol. You can look all throughout the galaxy, right? But you're missing the real Emperor, the deepest threat, the one you should be afraid of. You say, I'm not afraid. You will be. It's the Emperor right here. The one right here. Okay? It's eating at your soul every single day. Every day you wake up and think, I must go to this godforsaken battle station. Take care of these people that are ingrates for a person who's just counting his cash and riding around in his gold Land Speeder. And I sacrificed all my life to do this thing. All right? It's the Emperor right here. His name is shame, humiliation, regret, helplessness, terror. That's the Emperor you should be afraid of. Did you think it would get that deep? Oh, yes, you did. Because the Emperor is very deep. Very deep indeed. Anyways, let's look at some more comments. Jay Holmes sent me $10. The Vader is racking it in today. I'm going to buy so many new Jabba's barges to blow up. It's going to be great. Let's scroll it down. JC on a bike. Finally, your journey to completely discrediting yourself is complete. Oh, interesting. You're trying to use a little Star Wars to be a trolley troll. You're like a rancor, but with all bark and no bite. Sort of like the real rancor, actually. Speaking of which, Andor. Either and. Yes, but. Andor. And/or. Best or worst Star Wars ever. You tell me. Weigh in the comments. I'll say this. I always wondered how the Imperial bureaucracy worked without, without malfunctioning. And the answer is it malfunctions like every other bureaucracy. It's brilliant. I think it's the best thing that's ever been seen, frankly. Oh, look, JC on a bike was timed out by Risa. Oh, time out, JC on a bike. JC on a bike. It's JC on a bike. It's JC on a bike, yeah. Well, I'm wise enough to know when a chump needs banning, and I know just the one. Look it round. It's JC on a bike. Who says Vader didn't study music in college? Vader says so. Let's see. Idrine, who was asking about Republicans earlier. Will mask mandates in clinical settings end for those who receive Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements? Well, I sure hope so. We shouldn't be mandating masks, even in medical settings. Let people use their judgment. Putting a mask on every single patient, this does interfere with the interaction. Like, we are entering the endemic phase, we have been, of COVID. The thing is, now there's a super contagious Omicron subvariant. Oh, yay. Another one. You know? It's a cold now, people. It's not for old people. It's not for people with comorbidities. but it's going to join the pantheon of coronaviruses that everyone will catch. If you think you're going to avoid it, you are delusional. Simple as that. All right, let's see. Mario Hatima says, and sent me some mungies, some euros. Oh, man. European money. But the minute you open up a euro, it just, the techno music starts playing. Do you believe in life after love? I don't know why it plays that, but it does. The latest JRE episode of Brett Weinstein made me aware of the heart's inability to regenerate its tissue. That has me worried about my myocarditis episode, Mario. Why are you listening to Brett Weinstein talk about anything that isn't evolutionary biology? Yes, of course, the heart doesn't regenerate, but myocarditis is inflammation of the heart. It's not death of muscle cells in the heart, although that can happen to a small degree. So it very much is a spectrum. So if Weinstein is talking about this, listen, where I agree with him is we shouldn't be compelling young people to get boosters they don't need, that have no clinical benefit and a very small risk of myocarditis, which is usually quite reversible. But the guy does not take care of patients. He's pulling this out of his anus because he's very butthurt that he's been taking the stance and people have been calling him an ass. And they shouldn't be calling him an ass. They should just not listen to him because he's an ass. Just kidding. But am I? I don't know. Bottom line is, listen, I agree that when a vaccine has a risk, in this case, myocarditis, you don't mandate it for young people. In fact, I'm not even sure you encourage it when the benefits are small, right? But people, good people can disagree on this. But I'm not a good person. I'm a Lord of the Sith and a physician. Bad on all counts.
Hey, sorry to interrupt this episode. It's Dr. Z. Just a quick pitch here. If you can just leave a review and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, it helps us a lot. I also want to hear what you think about this episode when you're done listening. hello@zdogmd.com. It's the best way for me to hear your voice because the emails come right to me. And we don't have a comment section on most podcast platforms. Maybe Spotify has one, but nobody else does. So it really gets your voice involved on episodes, especially that don't have a video. And the third thing is, if you want to be a part of this community and support the show, join our supporter tribe, zdogmd.com/supporters. You can join on YouTube, Locals, Facebook, Instagram. You get live videos with me where we're talking about these things in depth, uncensored, and your comments are fully incorporated as in real time. And then we do these Zoom meetings where it's really like a beautiful community where we share our experiences on the awakening journeyless journey. How are we going to transform ourselves so we can transform healthcare and education and government? Because those systems are epiphenomena of us. Until we wake up, those systems will stay asleep. They're just an expression of our own delusion. So being a part of that, it supports this message so others can hear it. And it also allows for our own collective growth. So we need each other in that way. It's really, really, really tightly interwoven and interdependent. That's it. Back to your regularly scheduled show.
Let's see. Preach, says Katie. Indeed. Who the hell is Brett Weinstein? Exactly, Lisa. He was a third-rate professor at a third-rate college in a third-rate nowhere. And the pandemic comes, and like my master Z-Dog MD, suddenly he's famous. Who the hell is Z-Dog MD? No one. And then they're both captured by their audiences saying the stuff that they know is going to get them views. Okay? I may be a Dark Lord of the Sith, but I see clear. I see. With these robot eyes, I don't miss anything. All right? Chumps, one and all. Suckers. Sucker MDs. Except for Weinstein. He's not even a doctor. Lizette Paris, what's your take on colonoscopy, Veda? Well, I have always said that I could bullseye any tiny exhaust port in my T14 or T16 back home in Beggars Canyon. I can do that. Before Luke could do it, that ingrate little... I was doing it. So colonoscopy for me is just, it's fun and games. Hey, I'll do it without sedation. I'll take it all different ways, okay? Not so much as a drop of propofol. No milk of amnesia for Veda. I want to feel it. I want to feel it. I want to feel what love is. I want you to scope me. I want to know what love is. Down, 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 down. I need you to scope me. No formal training, people. No formal training. Tony Frankie has been a member of Z-Dog MD's Super Pack for 37 months. Damn, I sure have missed Darth Vader. You know, I've missed me too. Sitting in my meditation egg, rubbing one out, thinking about Padme and all the times we could have been making whoopee. And instead, she goes and dies because I choked her out and broke her heart. Talk about a non-regenerative heart. Padme. I mean, that thing just stopped. She had Takotsubo syndrome, broken heart disease, because she said, oh, Lord Vader, should I say Anakin, he was my boyfriend, and now he's killed all these younglings, and he's evil. You've broken my heart, Vader. That's what she said to me. Right? That's dark side myocarditis right there. It's, no vaccine's going to do that to you, buddy. You got to have this here, this black scene. Black helmet, dark side. Is that racist? I don't know. You tell me. Put it in the comments. Vader, you're a racist. Rachel Duncan, Lord Dark Vader, thank you for the honorific. I'm expecting my first baby this April. Oh, congratulations. You're in for a world of fun. What do you think I should name her? Thanks. Oh, this is good. This is really good. I've always wanted to name a child C-4-3PO. And I'll tell you why. Because C-3PO, I created him. He was my child. And if I were going to have another child, it would be C-4-3PO. Because it's four is one higher than three. And I'm just so excited for you because that child is going to be such a wise ass. Going to get in so much trouble. C-4-3PO. Congratulations. Silly Girl 99, I'm spitting on my computer now from laughing so much. Well, maybe. Okay, first of all, a couple things, okay? Smoke a little weed. It'll dry up your mucous membranes. Less spittle will form. So then you can laugh without ejecting. You can say it, but not spray it. Ball boys, Doc, can lightsaber be used for radical hysterectomies? They can be used for radical anything, all right? The thing about a lightsaber is it has two functions. It will incise in a wound. It will create a cavity, and it will cauterize and prevent bleeding. And it will cut a motherfucker up. That's the other thing. People don't talk about that, but it will do that. So, yes, you can use it for a radical hysterectomy. You can even use it laparoscopically. Just fish it in through the laparoscopic port, insufflate with the gas, and just cholecystectomy, laparoscopic, minimal blood loss. Total estimated blood loss, zip, zero, nada. Cauterizes it as you cut. I call it cauterizing because it's cutting and it's cauterizing. It's cauterizing. People, I am patenting word salad, Vader. Stop it. You're having a stroke. Let's see. Will lightsaber, spelled S-A-B-R-E, very sexy, Vicky Doc. Will lightsaber open a bottle of champagne? Well, first of all, it depends. If you're talking about actual champagne from the appellation Champagne in France, oui. If you're talking about sparkling wine, the minute you try to shank off the tip of that bottle, it will crumble into a dust of exploded, basically, pubes, because that's trash water, all right? I sip Dom P out the bot. I don't take no Domaine Chandon out of no Napa. That's for girls. All right? I'm sorry. That's for she slash they. Christmas Topper. Next, Yursiri McGee News, Silskirkmekhek IDJ. Well, Christmas Topper, you are living the dream, word salad man. Living the dream. June Black. Lord Dark Vader. What about lightsaber vasectomies? Okay, here's the thing. Let's be completely honest. I should have had an accident. I could have told Padme, listen, I was fighting Count Dooku. Things got heated. He went for my junk. I tried to parry. He tried to thrust. The next thing I know, we're both thrusting and parrying and thrusting and oh, 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 and then psh, just nick The vas deferens. Just a little cauterizing. Right there. And I never would have knocked that bantha up. And there never would have been Luke and Leia, and I never would have fallen from my throne of evil. So, yes, I think a lightsaber could cauterize a vas deferens, and then there would be a vas difference between this situation where I'm a loser doctor, burned out and sad, and the other situation where I would have been running the galaxy with no son and no deadbeat daughter and no Kylo Ren. Right? Kylo Ren, I told him, go to medical school. You're smart enough. He said, no, I actually care about people. I want to be a nurse. And I'm smart enough. And I said, well, you shut up. All right? No boy in my family is going to become a nurse. Okay? Have you seen Meet the Parents? It's not okay. And he said, dad, or granddad, grandpappy, false ghost grandpappy, you are so backwards. You know? Men can be nurses. In fact, by becoming nurses, because they'll apply the double standard, they'll get higher pay, they drive up all the salaries. This world is a mess, people. So it's a mess. I am literally burnt out, Keisha. You're right, literally. Renee Walzak, I am loving all this craziness. It's absolutely hilarious. Love the inappropriate content as well. Oh, you haven't begun. Oh, I'm afraid this battle station will be quite an F-bomb factory when your friends arrive. You know, when we were young, you know, playing with the lightsabers, me and Obi-Gyan, we'd be out there, he'd be teaching me. I'd be like, hey, Obi-Gyan, check this out. And I'd drop trow and show just a little bit of bush. And pssst, and when you just touch the tip of the lightsaber to just a little bit of pubes, you know, instant Brazilian wax. It just turns into ash. And then it's just poof, just a vapor trail of burnt Anakin fur. Where is this going? Nowhere good. Nowhere good, people. Dark Vader being real, I'm confused. Dan Riddick, and the real is put in quotes. Sir, I'll have you know that there's nothing false in any of this, all right? What you see is what you get. And what you get is a burned Clone Wars vet. I'm a poet, and I know it. Let's see. Keisha, what should we do to destroy administrators and get fair patient ratios and higher pay we nurses deserve? Hashtag NY's NA for life. Okay. This is what you do. Join me. Okay. We're going to start our own health system. It's going to be called the Imperial Academy of Beauty and Healthcare Stuff. IABHS. This is why physicians and nurses do not run hospitals, except when they do. And when they do a good job. So that's what we ought to do. More clinical leadership. And I expect you to be on the front lines leading the charge and also providing free lightsaber vasectomies. Dan Riddick, you don't know the power of the dark side. Yeah, you're right. But you can find out. All you got to do is Google it. What's the power of the dark side? Ask ChatGPT, the AI, if you're really concerned. Dear ChatGPT, I would like to know what is the power of the dark side, for I do not know it. And see what it says. It will say, the true power of the dark side is 746 megajoules per square inch by meter squared at standard temperature and pressure. And then you know the power of the dark side. Power, the capacity to do work. Actually, I don't know that that's a definition of power. Don't quote me on that. I will not be litigated by some physics student Padawan. Tony Frankie, well, there's always the world off. Even three insurances don't pay for it all. Oh, that is a good world to be in, Tony. I suspect you speak from experience. Like when I had my penis reduction surgery, which basically was Obi-Wan burning off my ding-dong. I had a phantom penis for a long time. Like, I would feel like there was a penis there. But all it was a robotic appendage. And I'd go to grab it. You know, I would go out here. I'd be like, oh, this is where it would normally be. So right out here. And there was nothing. It was just air. So the Phantom Penis, which, by the way, was the first proposed title for the prequel, The Phantom Menace. It started with The Phantom Penis. But Lucas said, you know, we want to get at least a PG rating out of this thing. And if you start putting penis in the name, it's already going to jump it up to, you know, NC-17. And since the movie was made with the mindset of a one-year-old, I mean, Misa think that movie really aimed at children's. It didn't happen. So anyways, penis reduction surgery. Involuntary. Phantom penis. I went in, I said, I need treatment for my phantom penis. I need galactic Neurontin that will help with the neuropathic pain that I'm having with this phantom penis. And Galactic Blue Cross. Actually, it was Galactic Optum. They came back, Galactic United Health, and they said, well, Veda, you know, this is a pre-existing condition. You've always had a penis out to here, and now it's gone, but you still have it. So it's pre-existing, so we can't cover Neurontin for something you've always had. And I said, this seems very back-asswards. All I'm asking for is when I go to grab my junk, that I'm not grabbing air. That's it. I mean, this, okay, is going nowhere. I'm telling you, I'm doing it now. I don't feel anything. But I know, I can tell there's something there. I need that fixed. I need my Neurontin. Where was this going? Only right down an exhaust port. This is what happens when Veda goes live. 271 people, can't be wrong. Where are we at here? Bad mushroom trips are the best zombie medic. Oh, dear Lord. Let's see. Patrick E., the power of the dark side. It's about having a higher midichlorian count. Great for healing, too. Yes, the midichlorian is an under-recognized component of the Force. Like these little midi, you know, it's basically midichloria. Mitochondria, people, it's the powerhouse of the cell, but it's got Force juice. How, I mean, wrap your head around, it's not that hard. Like, little kids figure this out. Veda, says EA, why do so many medications affect or have side effects that affect the perineum? I'm glad, this is my kind of question. The taint, a.k.a. the grundle, a.k.a. the perineum, if you're nasty, is the space that taint the balls and taint the anus. It taint the vagina and it taint the butthole. It's that space, that little bridge. The bridge of psi. That's another term many have used, not many, but some. And these medications, let's just be honest, it is, if there's a bright center to the universe, the taint is the place it's farthest from. So all the medication juice settles galactically due to gravitation right into the grundle. Right there. And you're sitting there and suddenly you're getting neuropathy. You're like, why is my saddle tingling? Or, oh dear, I have an itchy taint. Or, oh my, I have Stevens-Johnson syndrome off my grundle. Well, that's why. These medicines just settle there like snowflakes on a freshly mown lawn. Veda only fan page, just him squeezing his fist. Dubois, that is pretty good. Just welcome to my OnlyFans. And people who know will know. They will know. Nothing else to say. They just be throwing me tokens or whatever they do on OnlyFans. Not that I would know. In my meditation egg, I don't have internet, okay? I just use my mind. I just use my mind. Katie Hodak, why do some people's taints activate when looking out over a ledge? Oh, I've seen that. And then it just knocks them right over the ledge. Did you hear about this chap? He was a radiologist, is a radiologist, until he loses his license for trying to murder his entire family and himself. Drove his Tesla off his land speeder, right off a cliff with his two little kids and his wife in there. That's not normal. I'm pretty dark side. I've murdered a temple full of Jedi babies. But come on, that's pretty dark. And by all estimations, the family was beloved. It was like a picture-perfect family. Like, they would bring poinsettias to the neighbors on Christmas. Like, first of all, I got to say this. I'm going to say this now, and you just got to understand this. Families like that cannot be trusted. Families that have the perfect family life where you're like, oh, that's so perfect. And they're posting on Facebook these perfect pictures and their card is like, Billy is now a math tutor and Jane just solved her first major mystery of the universe and is on, you know, Stephen Hawking's scholarship and Betsy made the perfect cake and they're all there. Okay, that is a family filled with misery and murderous rage. And they are trying to make you feel bad because they are broken inside. And this is a prime example of you don't even know what's going on. So just everybody, all right, assume the worst. That's my point. Z-Dog will tell you, oh, meditate, be present. It's all about love. Everything's one thing. It's connection. Lies. I'm telling you the yang to his yin, which is, and speaking of yin, it's still there. It's still there. Just think dark. That's what I'm saying. You know, once you go black, you don't go back. You don't go back. Let's see. I think we've done a thing here. If you want to ask me a question now, ask a proper question, and we'll wrap this game up. Because let me just say, okay, this helmet isn't getting any lighter. And I need to lay down in my meditation egg. I need to, if you catch my drift. And Jody Mitchell, everyone, sit the F down. Exactly. Tony Frankie, they all come straight from the land of broken toys. Indeed. Dan Riddick, God is clearly not on that dude's side. Attempted honor killings are the opposite of honor. Shame on that dude. He'll rot. Well, it's not good. And I don't know what's the motivation. And also, who told on him? Like, was it the kids? Was it the wife? It's heartbreaking. Can you imagine you're in the hospital and this has happened and then you have to say, well, Dad tried to run us off a cliff, but you guys don't know Dad. He's like a lunatic, or maybe he's not. I don't know. It's kind of scary because, and I'll tell you why this kind of story, let's get philosophical for a second, okay? Vader's all about dark side philosophy. This kind of story really frightens us because we look inside and go, is there some of that in us? Is there some of that in families that we know or friends that we know or ourselves? This darkness that's just there under the surface. That really is a kind of screaming for help, saying, you know what, I was born into this world, immediately made to feel separate from the world itself, feel like I'm some kind of fallen creature filled with sin, tortured in medical school and throughout by all kinds of forces, always having expectations, always trying to get that which will never be attained, which is happiness. And you know what? That's enough to break anyone's mind. And the truth is, the galactic joke is on us because all of it is an illusion. That said, okay, that's why we have taints. That's why God gave us taints. It's like a restraining bolt. The taint actually prevents you from losing your shit. Literally, it's there by the butthole. It adds a little extra back pressure. Keeps that sphincter tight. Do you meditate, Vicky Doc? Well, you know, I have a meditation egg, but let's just say the definition of meditate for me is a little more on the lines of, let's just say Padme's ghost comes to visit in the meditation egg. It's a conjugal visit. There will always be people who can help. This is true, Katie. You are correct. Unfortunately, none of them came to me in time, and I turned to the dark side and murdered thousands of people, if not millions. If you count Alderaan, which you shouldn't, but count it. Chef Knuckles, what personality disorder would you diagnose Doc Vader with? I would say avoidant personality disorder, in that I avoid questions like this because, number one, they're racist. Number two, they're ableist. Number three, they're homophobic. Number four, they're anti-trans. Number five, all those things I just said are not true. But you must say them when someone says something you're uncomfortable with and are afraid to address in yourself. So you're a bad person. You're an ableist, transphobe, homophobe, racist, sexist, misogynist, thing. Karma Doc, is Darth Vader now brought to us by Pfizer, or did you resist the jab force? Wow. That's not a loaded question. You know, this is funny. There is something called the Sunshine Act, where you can see the money obtained from pharmaceutical companies for any licensed physician in the United States. So you can go look up Darth Vader and see whether Pfizer gave me jab money. First of all, I didn't even get Pfizer. I hate Pfizer. I got Moderna, bitch. Moderna is the shit. It gave me fevers, chills, sweats, rigors, and uncontrolled phantom priapism. Okay. I am out. I am so tired of you people. You're so dark side, and I love you too. This is also going to be a podcast. Why? Because I can. And we're going to do more of this. Why? Because I can. Does anyone want it? No. There's 270 people watching on a Sunday. Just goes to show those 270 people are lost souls in need of some Vader. You know, a little bit of that Vader Skrilla, man. I don't know what that means. I heard E40 say it once. It's like, he's a solid rapper. Why am I talking like Stewie? Hashtag Team Moderna. All right, everybody. I'm going to click the button to get rid of all y'all. Yes, I said all y'all because I did grow up in the south of Tatooine. I would say I love you, but I'm not that wuss Z-Dog. I hate you all. I hope you burn in the galactic Mustafar of fire pits of the spice mines of Kessel. And I love you like a fat kid loves cake. All right, we're out. Peace.
Hey, it's Dr. Z. Thanks for getting through the whole episode. That's a huge accomplishment. And so at this point, I just got to ask you for a few favors because it just helps us so much if you leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe. It just really helps the algorithms to get this message out to others. The second thing is email me, hello@zdogmd.com. I get all these emails personally. I can't respond to them all, but I need to hear your voice because especially on podcast, we don't have a comment section. And I want to hear how this episode affected you, what you'd like to hear in the future, what you think we got wrong, what we think we got right, anything, or just say hi. So that's really powerful. And the third thing is, financially, it helps us a lot to support the show in any way you can. And if you go to zdogmd.com/supporters, you can join our supporter tribe on your favorite platform, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, wherever. What that will get you on those platforms is live shows with me that are exclusive for supporters and access to our Zoom meetings where we talk about awakening realization and we share with each other our own experience. It's a powerful group effect. It's a community, really. And we support and love each other and share, again, through our own experience, how we're waking up. So, and that ripples out into systems, into transforming healthcare and education and government. So it really starts with us. So join us there if you can. Again, zdogmd.com/supporters. And I'm so grateful to have you with us.